Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Physical Friday. This week, this is a good one. A lot of people are aware of how important it is to have a good nutritional diet, to be eating the right foods. We talk about that some here. A lot of people are also aware of how important it is to have a good physical diet. We talk about different styles of workouts, different things you can do on the road, how you can keep training through injury, all of that. That's your physical diet, your amount of exercise. But I don't hear a lot of people talking about the mental diet, how important it is to be aware of what you're putting into your head. And that's your mental diet, what you're reading, what you're watching, what you're listening to. That's your mental diet. Now, it's been said that you're the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. And I believe that. I see that. As you're around very positive people, your mindset changes. A lot of the opinions and attitudes that you have change and kind of are more similar to the positive people around you. And of course, it can go the other way. If you're around a bunch of negative people, your attitude, your opinions can go downhill into a negative. If that's who you're hanging around with, you need to be very careful about that. So if that is the case and seems to be, why would it not be the case that you're also the average of what you are reading and listening to and watching? That tends to have as much impact on you as certainly as the friends that you're around. You know, news, negativity, gossip shows, reality shows, if that's all you're watching, then you're going to have a different view of the world than somebody who is reading good books and listening to podcasts that are educating them on something in a positive way. You know, the political shows, everybody's pointing fingers and you know, to each his own. But if that's all you're listening to, I think that your positivity is going to be diminished. So I think, you know, in my life, I kind of have gone on a news blackout as of like about the last 5 years. I just don't watch the news anymore. It just seems to be completely negative and not something that I think is overall very healthy for my mind. And I have asked myself, you know, is this of benefit to me? If I find myself watching some sort of reality show or something stupid or, you know, a gossip type thing, is that benefiting me in some way? And if not, I just turn it off. And over the years, I've just started to replace those things with reading a good book, with listening to a podcast, with watching something that is educational rather than just purely entertainment. And, you know, if you're struggling to find good things, we have a book club that is available on TomRolandPodcast.com. It's all the books that I've read over the last few years, and there's a whole bunch of them up there, and they are all very positive books. A lot of them are on leadership or business, and you could go there and start there and try those. You can also, you know, look for something like you are. If you're listening to this podcast, you are listening to something to try to learn about something. So definitely on the right path, and that's awesome. You can extend that out further, and you can find some very positive things. A lot of people will say that social media is very negative, and there are certain platforms of social media that seem to be more negative than others. But you can also see the other side of social media, and you can follow accounts that are full of motivation and full of education rather than full of, you know, just bad mojo. So that is that's something that I've tried to do. I try to only follow positive accounts, and when they go negative, I just, you know, choose to not follow. You know, you could try replacing one thing. Like if you got a habit of watching or listening to a political talk show on the way home from work or whatever, maybe just for a week, just try listening to a different podcast. Try to learn something on the way home, and just see if it makes a difference. But I know what will make a difference is just being aware of what you're putting into your head and being aware of whether it's benefiting you or not. And that's your mental diet. And just being even aware that there is such a thing as a mental diet, I think is huge in your life. And it certainly has been huge in mine. So anyway, if you're interested in going down that road, the book club has been pretty cool. I have a lot of people that are reading those same books and send me emails at podcast@saltwaterexperience.com. Sometimes we talk about the books. Sometimes we might even talk about the books on this podcast. And as always, if you have suggestions for more positive books, I'm interested in reading them. So send those suggestions to me at that email address. All right. The mental diet. What are you watching? What are you reading? What are you listening to? Is it benefiting you? All right. Till next week. See you.
On Mondays, head offshore with Captain Scott Walker and Steve Roger for breathtaking deep-sea adventures.
Coming to me.
Double. He's jumping.
Oh! Look at that belly.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Tell a few fish stories along the way.
On Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew here at Duck Camp Dinners every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Birds up in the sky.